Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hello, welcome to the Retro Next podcast. I am so excited to be back and have to tell you, I am so back reading the things that I want to read. Holy crap. So I'll just share this and I'll probably share this in the Substack a little bit more deeper. But I've been in a 4-year reading slump. I've been people pleasing my way through lots of things and lots of books and thinking this will be it, or I should act smarter, or I should not like the books that I wanted to like because I thought some imaginary people were judging me. And I just like, you know what? Throw the judgment out the window. Let's see what you like. Let's see what you do. And so this year I decided the holiday season needed to start on November 1st. And so that meant that I went out of my way and talked to as many authors who are releasing holiday books because I needed holiday cheer. It's been a terrible year. I know I've hinted about it. It's just been terrible in many ways. Personally, I had a couple of days cancer diagnosis, not myself, had some personal trauma issues that I had to overcome. And it's just been a really difficult year. But one of the things that I promised myself this past year when things were just unraveling was that I want to keep my joy. I want to keep contentment. I want to protect my peace as best as possible. Accept the things I cannot change, cancer diagnosis, how the government's run, how things are happening. But I can do something. I can take care of myself. And in that way, I can actually be proactive and provide support, service, and actually be an activist. And that's been a really joyful space to be, despite all the things. One of the things that bring me joy is holiday romances. I really like fall reading, but I really love Christmas romances. It's something interesting because Christmas growing up wasn't fun. And it wasn't just a joyful place. It was terrible when I was growing up. And so really reshifting my relationship with Christmas, really shifting my relationship with traditions. For about 20 years, I spent Christmas by myself. And so the past couple of years, I've been spending it with my family. But for the most part, it's been by myself. And so it's just really risking that relationship and finding new traditions. So coming soon, you'll see a Christmas tree in the background. And since the day turned into November 1st and November 2nd, I decided to have a reading retreat and read all things Christmas. And it's just been joyful. So you'll hear a few episodes later my review on Bright Side of Christmas by Morgan Elizabeth. I also read The Hookup List by Alexis Daria, which is read and listen on audio. I've been listening to the Megan Quinn new book and the book that I started my season on, Merry Little Christmas by Lauren Blickley. So Lauren actually came on the show early mid-September. We talked about My Favorite Holiday, which is a Christmas one that I did read and loved. Love the audio. It's full cast audio. It's immersive. It's just fun. It just has all these holiday tie jinks. And it has the elements that you love. It has a billionaire cinnamon roll hero. It has like Christmas shenanigans. It's just like fun just to enjoy. And it's fake dating. What else can you ask for? So when Lauren actually offered me to listen to the advanced listener's copy of My Little Christmas, I was like, yes. And it's just as delightful. So if you're thinking about it, I would say borrow from Hickin Unlimited and get an audio or use an Audible credit for it. It is worth the credit. It is a full cast audio. It is set in a Christmas time, and Lauren will explain more about the book, but it has all the Christmas vibes. You had a Scrooge, we had a hero who does not like Christmas, just like we, and has to have this heroine who helps him fall in love with Christmas. So my goal this year is to fall in love with Christmas. This year, I'm going to have a Christmas tree. I'm going to have my ornaments that I inherited from my grandmother. I'm going to read all seasonally as much as possible until I run out and burn myself out, because that's what hyperfixations are for. In this interview, Lauren and I talk about her writing process, her writing for audio first, and what's important for her, and then all things holiday romances. So enjoy this episode. Hi, Lauren. Welcome to the What's Your Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. So excited. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I write cute and spicy romance. Often it involves hockey players. If it doesn't involve hockey players, it usually involves Christmas to some degree. I've kind of been getting into the Christmas romance side of things. I did that last year, and I have another Christmas book this year. So yeah, that's kind of my bent. Basically, escapist, feel good, spicy romance, often with athletes, but not always.
Yes. And you have a healthy backlist because I was telling you before we get to the interview that I actually, when I started reading books, because I was in a dead-end job that I hated, and I was like, I had nothing to do. And I just kept buying books on Amazon, as one does, and reading on my phone. Your books were the gateway for more rom-coms, for more books. So it's like a dream come true to come talk to you. I know it's like weird to say this, but it's so exciting because I love your career. I love how it has evolved over the past 10 years. Like, this is not one thing. And the best part is that you have such a healthy backlist that people can dive into it and can spend time in your world.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And it's really an honor to hear that. And that you have stayed with me through all of the different things that I have tried. And yeah, I think that is one of the good things. I've actually written, I think it's over 120 books. So it's a lot. But yeah, if somebody finds me through My Favorite Holiday or through The Boyfriend Goal or Double Tucked, lots of other fun-filled, shenanigans-filled stories that are often in the same world or interconnected. You'll see a lot of characters from past books just making a reappearance, or the restaurant they own, the cafe they own, the bookstore reappears, wherever I need it to.
Yes, I love this. And so as a reader who's looking to your books, you have bundles, whether in audio or in actually ebook. So there's ways for you to just like get the best thing for your money, but at the same time, be immersed in this world. Because it's just a fun thing to just like spend some time in one author's world and just hang out with your friends, which is exciting.
Well, one of the things I started doing with bundling is taking a number of the duet and full cast productions and putting them together in some bundles as well on the audio side, because I started experimenting. I've done different styles of duet, but I also have done full cast, certainly not for every book, but I have done a number of them over the years. So I've put them together in different bundles. Love and Duet has full cast and duet productions. Romance and Duet has a number of duet and full cast productions. And I'm probably going to have another one later this year that also has another. And I usually have 5 books in it at a time. So
it's a great deal. It is a great deal. Let's talk about some audiobook production, because I know this is something that you probably have more experience than a traditional published author who may just get the publisher to do this. If you have been coordinating and just going through the process of it. And you've done such a great job with your audiobooks. They're like an immersive experience. Like, I got to experience you as a Kindle, but the audiobooks take it to the next level. And it's kind of like fun to have. So I want to hear from your experience as an author, what it's like to put this product together, take your stories and let them actors and voice actors to take it to immersive experience for the reader or listener.
Well, thank you. I am a huge Broadway nerd. That's kind of my first love is Broadway and theatrical productions. And I think that just instilled in me like a fascination, but also an appreciation of what actors can do and the range and what they're capable of. And also probably put the idea in my head, well, since I can't sing, dance, or act, maybe I can kind of direct a little bit. So I think that's one of the reasons I enjoy audiobooks so much is that I really do enjoy performances. I prefer personally to listen to a book, and I do both. Like, I read at night before I go to bed, or if I'm, which doesn't happen often, if I'm on vacation at the beach or something, then I will read. But most of the time I'm listening to a book as I'm going about my day and walking my dogs. So it's the medium that I really love. And because of that, I've tried to put a lot of time and effort into finding the right actors, making sure that I'm both using fan favorites, but also exposing new talent to listeners as well. And I have gone exclusively duet since probably right around Double Pucked, although I've had some series that I was finishing up that were done in dual narration. But my Love and Hockey series is duet. And I also have done a number of full cast productions. My Favorite Holiday is one, as you've mentioned, and my upcoming Christmas book, Merry Little Christmas, is also going to be a full cast production with 11 actors. We're going to be announcing the narrators very soon. Who knows, maybe by the time this podcast comes out, we will have already announced them. But it was so much fun picking and choosing and finding, like casting. Okay, who are the voices that we know and love and that people will want to hear? And who are some of the fresh new voices that we can put on this audiobook? And it's just so much fun when I'm writing because I can kind of hear them in my head. So I almost feel like I get to hear it a couple times. I can hear the version in my head of Teddy Hamilton or Jason Clarke or whoever it is. Then I get to actually hear them. And I try to stay very involved. I do the first proof of all of my audiobooks. So I listen to every single minute. I know how they sound. I know how it's coming across. And hopefully that's part of why listeners have seemed to enjoy them.
They do. I do. I read my first holiday actually as an audio because it was like full cast audio. And it was just, it was such a great experience to listen to it last Christmas and be like just immersed in this world. And this like fantastical world is like fake dating and those are, and then having the cast to actually narrate the experience and just to feel like you're hanging out with the characters and hanging out with this group of people. So talking about My Favorite Holiday, tell us the elevator pitch and why readers should pick it up, whether audio or even on print, because we do have print copies now on your favorite bookstore.
Yeah, so it's being re-released in print this year from Atria. My Favorite Holiday came out last holiday season. And they contacted my agent and me and wanted to do a paperback re-release this year. So that's really exciting to be able to see it in bookstores. And I'm doing a little tour visiting some romance bookstores on the East Coast. So I'm excited about that. It was just, I love Christmas movies. I am obsessed with holiday movies. Every year, my husband and I just hunker down and we go tunnel far into the Netflix archives and Amazon Prime archives or wherever it is, and just try to find whatever holiday movies we haven't yet seen, whatever the new ones are, just because I love being immersed in that world. So I had wanted to write a holiday romance, and the idea came to me for My Favorite Holiday. It begins with the heroine discovering her boyfriend cheating on her with the caterer at a Thanksgiving party, and he is going to be, her now ex is going to be in the wedding, the upcoming wedding of her sister through a connection to the man her sister is marrying. So that's when our intrepid hero, who is a single dad, billionaire, cinnamon roll, dirty talker, steps in. He's like, I shall face you at the wedding. Because, of course, he's had a crush on her. She also works for him. She's his lead merch designer at the football team that he owns. So there's a lot of fun fake dating in the office. But then they also go to the snowy, wintry small town of Evergreen Falls where there's Christmas competition. So I just really wanted people to feel like it was maximum holiday and, honestly, maximum escapist.
Yes. Yes, and I think it's going to come handy this Christmas season. I feel like the past five Christmas seasons has come handy with escapism and the Christmas time galore. So I think
we need
like,
it.
I think authors just need, like, the assignment is give us the maximum escapism at all times, but holiday season even more.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
So then we have Married Little Christmas coming out this October, right? But by this season it comes out. So once you film My Favorite Holiday, you have another holiday book to read. Talk to them, Married Little Christmas.
So Married Little Christmas is, it begins with our grumpy single dad, fucky playing hero who is very grinchy. He has kind of been ruining the fun for his hockey playing teammates at the annual Christmas Eve gala that the team throws. So this year they say, with his bah humbug hating on Christmas, you find out why and kind of what happened to his past romance around Christmas time. And it makes sense why he's a bit of a Grinch. But they decide to bid on an item at the Nutcracker auction. This all happens in the first few chapters of a matchmaking package. So they're getting him a matchmaker for Christmas to find him a date for the Christmas Eve gala. Lo and behold, the matchmaker, of course, is the hero's best friend's little sister. So she has to kind of prep him to find a date. They go on practice dates and she learns about him. And then in a fun little twist, once they get to Evergreen Fall, it turns into they're fake dating each other. And because I can't resist a Christmas competition, they go to the same competition, but this year there's a new twist on the competition and they have to coach teams in it. So it's got some of the familiar, cozy, fun Christmas vibes, but also a new cast of characters and new twist on the season and all of that good stuff and lots of puns and plays on Christmas songs.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited for this. I'm like, you have me at Christmas competition yet again. Like, I think there's like some stakes that happen. Especially when a couple, they're not supposed to, they're fake dating, they're not supposed to catch feelings, and you know they're going to catch feelings. That's the whole point. And just putting them in those high stake environments are just a competitive streak and trying to figure out how we can win.
Exactly. And it's just like a great way to to kind of get to know the characters more and to force them to kind of confront like their own competitive nature and challenges. But also as a challenge for me as a writer, I wanted to make sure that it felt like a different Christmas competition this year. So that's why there are twists on it. So my hope is that it does indeed feel fresh, but deliver some of the same cozy, spicy vibes that we want.
I love this. So this is Hallmark spicy Hallmark movies, you know?
Yes. There's fun on a one horse open sleigh. There's a little bit of primal play at a Christmas tree farm. So it's like Christmas and spice.
Really one horse. So awesome. So Lauren, this is a book recommendation podcast. So we want to talk about your reading life. What kind of books do you tend to read? Do you read romance? Do you read other genres? Because romance is what you actually are bread and butter. What kind of genres do you read? I know you just mentioned you listen to books. So what books do you listen to?
So I do listen to a lot of romance. One of the books I have listened to in the last few months was recommended to me by my friend Laurelyn Page, who is a writer and also runs her own romance bookstore in Austin, Texas, the Flutter Bookstore. She recommended Battle of the Bookstore by Allie Brady. It's so good. I love the audio. I thought it was just such a fun and just such a fun take on rivals to lovers and competition. And the characters kind of broke the mold, which was really interesting. But I also will admit that I have a thing for celebrity memoirs. I do, and those must be listened to on audio. Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, Rob Lowe. Like I've gone through the whole gamut of those. And I do occasionally listen to books that have to do with art heists. I was an art history major in college, so I just have a particular affection for art heist. So another book, I do have an art heist book that I am spacing on the name, so I'll come back and give that to you in a minute. But I did want to recommend one more book that actually has nothing to do with all of that. And it was one of the best books I have listened to over the last year. And it was Boys of Riverside by Thomas Fuller. I listened to it on audio. It is nonfiction. And it is a story about a deaf high school football team and their quest to win a championship. It was just so different from anything else that I had listened to and picked up. But if you want like a great inspirational real life story, I recommend it so highly. I reached out to the writer. I'm like, oh my God, you're such a great storyteller. It's so good. So that's just if somebody wants something totally different, but also uplifting.
I love this. Yes. I love these nonfiction recommendations as someone who's like dabbling into it now. I actually love pop culture nonfiction. Stories about the mall stores in the malls are fascinating. Like, I'm like, oh, it's like reminiscing my childhood. So I love this. Like, I'm now taking this one. I'm like, oh, this is kind of like Friday Night Lights.
The art thief is the one that the name that I was forgetting. This was a great story about a thief of art, a man who stole art from all sorts of museums across Europe. By Michael Finkel. The audiobook is phenomenal. So yes, I know I'm coming on a romance show and I'm not really recommending all but one romance, but just they're just such like fascinating, interesting stories that aren't too painful.
Ways it's allowing me to explore other genres and celebrity memoirs are a great place to get started. If you're new to nonfiction, celebrity memoirs are like the great bridge because you get a little bit of tea, you get a little bit of insight. And then it can see too, it hooks you up to other types of nonfiction that allows you to be like exploring different topics in a different way. Lauren, tell us where you can find your online.
I am on Instagram at Lauren Blakely Books. I am on Facebook and I'm on TikTok as well at Lauren Blakely Books.
Awesome. Thank you, Lauren, for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Lauren. This is great.
Awesome. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider rate, review, or subscribe. This is the best way to support the podcast. If you're looking for books we talked about today or want to dive into more curated reading guides, head over to whatyourextblog.com. Every post includes links as well as why you love it with my personal notes and even library tips to help you read on a budget. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Bye. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new.
please visit whatyourrootedsblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great greeter is waiting for you.